Artists and advocates are calling for the Sackler family, who own OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma, to take responsibility for the opioid epidemic. This week, new details came out in the lawsuit filed by the Massachusetts Attorney General. Those allege that Purdue and the Sacklers aggressively promoted OxyContin despite knowing that it was dangerous. As WBUR's Christella Guerra reports, some artists want the Sackler family name removed from cultural institutions.
In Boston on Thursday, famous photographer Nan Golden called the Sacklers reckless criminals for allegedly pushing the marketing and sales of OxyContin.
Having been addicted to OxyContin, I have a personal vendetta against the Sacklers because I know how hard they worked to get this drug out there, how hard they sold it like any good drug dealers.
Golden was in Boston for the Opioid Epidemic Accountability Conference organized by fellow artist Dominic Esposito. He sculpted a giant heroin spoon last year and staged it in front of the Purdue headquarters to drive the point that OxyContin abuse often leads to heroin addiction. Esposito gifted the sculpture to Attorney General Maura Healey, who accuses the Sacklers of misleading doctors about the dangers of OxyContin. Here's Esposito.
By holding those people accountable, it also sends a message to pharmaceutical companies, to big corporations, that you can't get away with this, right?
The artists also take issue with the Sackler name on museums. Many cultural institutions around the world, including a museum at Harvard, are named after Arthur M. Sackler, who died years before OxyContin existed. And his descendants say they've never owned or profited from Purdue Pharma. But Esposito says the Sackler name's legacy, even if some relatives are not tied to OxyContin, now means something different in the American consciousness. Here he is referring to a name he considered for one of the conference panels.
One of the titles that I sort of was playing around with was, you know, Sackler is a legacy of art and culture. And I put a strike through art and culture, and it was death and destruction.
In a statement, a spokesman for the Sacklers, who do own Purdue, said they share the artist's concern for the opioid epidemic. He cited Purdue's funding of state prescription drug monitoring programs, grants for law enforcement, and the company's educational initiatives warning teens of the dangers of opioids. Purdue also says it's invested more than $3 million to bring naloxone, an over-the-counter overdose medication, to the market. The company also says it promoted OxyContin based on FDA approval. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.
The Harvard Art Museum declined to comment. The New York Metropolitan Museum, where a wing is named for the Sacklers, said it is reviewing its gift acceptance policies.